This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest today is an NBA legend.
Bold steal speeds by him to the hole up and in over Lambeer.
Go Muggsy!
He's now the latest owner of the Baltimore franchise in the relaunched OBL, Ones Basketball League, a league founded by NBA Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. You might remember we had on this show when he opened the league. 14-year NBA veteran and the shortest player ever to play in the league, 5'3" superstar Muggsy Bogues joins us on Sports Jam. Great to have you on the show, Muggsy.
Oh, Doug, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate this.
It's an honor to have you on the show. Both you and Tracy McGrady were actually teammates on the Toronto Raptors for an NBA season. How did that go?
It went wonderful. It was a great opportunity to really, I knew of Tracy, but when we stopped being teammates with one another, I mean, we just got close and we became good friends. And I'm great and honored to lace it up with my great friend, who also have this vision, as you just mentioned, to be able to create this platform for these kids. It's just amazing.
And on that same team, another one of the owners, Vince Carter, joined you. He's now an owner in this league, too.
Yeah, the two cousins, absolutely. Vince Carter is going to be another owner of the Lando team. And we got many more. So it's just great to see just some of your former colleagues, some of your friends to take part of, which Tracy has done a great job in vision and greatness. Again, this unbelievable opportunity for these guys.
Yeah, I got to see a couple of the games when he first started the league. And they had some games in New York. It was just fabulous. The OBL runs from May 15th to June 30th with teams competing for the swagger, pride, and identity of every city representative. For you, Baltimore. Your autobiography, In the Land of Giants, released in 1994, recounts the struggles of growing up in inner city Baltimore and achieving success in the NBA. Also a true legend at Dunbar and then an outstanding career at Wake Forest. You've been an inspiration to so many kids through the years, especially kids who weren't that tall. Have you embraced this legendary status through the years?
Oh, I have always embraced it. I embraced who I was and who I am, and as well as the believing that you can inspire others out there as well. So, you know, when folks come to me and tell me they've been inspired by my journey, and it gives them that type of hope to go out there and live out their dreams. I mean, it brings warmth to my heart. Just to be able to be in this space, to knowing that you have touched so many lives, it's just a grateful feeling.
Muggsy Bogues can really give the ball to people. Look at that behind the back pass to Larry Johnson. You have to be happy if you're a big guy.
So let's throw out a few of the stats first. Muggsy finished in the top 7 in assists in 6 consecutive seasons from 89 to 95, and in the top 10 in steals in 3 of those seasons, he had 146 career NBA double-doubles. Charlotte Hornets for the long time, then for the Bullets, the Warriors, and the Toronto Raptors. What are the qualities you need to have success in the OBL in your mind?
Well, for one, you got to have talent. But I think there's a strategy behind it as well. You got to be in good shape, good conditioning shape, because the way the rules are, I mean, it's not a make it, take it type of possession. You alternate possessions. You only get 10 seconds on the clock, and you have to clear it every time. And you got to be in good shape in order to be able to compete in this league. And that's one of the main things that these guys need to understand. It's all what we grew up on, how we grew up playing the game of basketball, mono versus mono in this scenario. So when he mentioned that he was relaunching the league again, I mean, I was all over it because of the opportunity that these guys continue to have. You know, he's creating a platform where these guys can continue to dream, continue to live out their dream, their aspiration, their passion to the game of basketball. And at the same time, you're competing and battling against 8 cities. And you also, at the end of it, if you're the last team standing, you get to put some money in your pocket. So that's a great feeling.
When Tracy was on Sports Show, he's just a wonderful individual who's all about giving back, as you mentioned. For you, when you look at, I think you really hit upon it when you said you got to be in great shape, because the rules do make it with no make it, take it. You really have to make sure you're playing great defense. You stop them because you can't go on a run unless you stop the other guy. And it's really about that inner city type play when you get down to it. You were fabulous at this. You could have won this tournament now, probably.
Oh, I tell you what, if it was back in the day, who knows, boy. But again, this is how we all grew up on, playing against one another, one-on-one basketball, trying to showcase your talent, you know, having bragging rights. They always used to call it the king of the court back then.
Muncy for three! It's tied up! 100-100!
So this is really, truly an opportunity for these guys to really continue to showcase their talent, to put it on display. You're playing against players all over the country. And here it is, you know, it's a means of, as you say, strategizing. Strategizing in terms of being able to understand the format of it, being able to take advantage of the format. But again, you got to bring your A game whenever you lace them up, because it's going to be some great talent to compete against.
Now, there's four players per team, right?
Four players per team. You got probably three matches at a time, one-on-one matches. And the person who don't play in that first match, you got to take part in the second round of it. So everybody get opportunity to play.
So you got a chance to pick these players last week.
Yeah, we had trials last week in Baltimore. We had to pick our team. I already had two players already selected. I just needed to pick two more. We had some great guys that came out for trials, and we was fortunate enough to pick two talented players to join our team. And they did an amazing job displaying their skill set. And so we now completed with our team roster. We got four on the team, and we're so looking forward to May the 15th to compete.
So what characteristics were you looking for? Were you looking for another Muggsy, or were you looking for a player like a David Wingate or somebody like that from the past?
Well, it depends on their skill set. If we had a Muggsy out there, I would definitely would have selected him, because I knew he would have been able to compete. Fortunately enough, we didn't have nobody smaller than 5'8". But we had some very good talented, though, quick, strong, as well as talented guys that we had selections from. And we think we picked the two best players that showed up that day. And I think they're ready to go. They're in great shape. They displayed that. And they also are very talented. So I was so pleased with all showed up.
Yeah, it's an exciting tournament for those who have never had a chance to watch this. First of all, there's not only going to be Team Baltimore, there's Team Atlanta, Team Raleigh, Team Chicago, Team New York, Team Miami, Team Washington, D.C., and Team Orlando. And by the way, Jaylen Brown, the star of the Celtics, is the leader of the Atlanta team. He is the owner of that team. So got some great names. John Wall, you're joined. I guess everybody is following Tracy's vision here, and it sounds like you guys are going to have a blast.
Oh, we truly going to have a blast. And T-Mac, Tracy, as you just alluded to, he picked some great characters, great guys to get involved. And we're so looking forward to it because of, you know, what his vision is. And we want to make sure his vision come to a fruition and be successful. And because of his, as you mentioned, love giving back to the community. And this is not normal what these guys have. That he's created, you know, a one-on-one opportunity to play against, you know, guys all over the country, to be able to not only, you know, display your skill set, your talent, but have an opportunity to win some money to, you know, be able to, you know, at the end of it, to enjoy yourself and do whatever you can with it to make sure your life is better.
Speaking of a better life, you grew up in a really tough neighborhood and had some really tragic things happen to you when you were young age. Was that the chip that you needed to become an NBA legend?
Well, it just happened. It came with the lifestyle that I was brought into. And you know, I think every kid or anyone who was trying to pursue a dream, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. For me, it was, you know, unusual that I chose that route. Normally, a guy my size would stay away from, you know, the do's or the don'ts of the game of basketball, because of the perception back then. It was always about big guards and you have to be tall in order to play it. But, you know, I ignored all of that. I had a dream. I had a passion for that game, and I wanted to see it through. And fortunate enough for me, I was able to get in contact and be around some great individuals. My man that I call my blessing, Mr. Leon Howard, may he rest in peace, who taught me the game of basketball and gave me that type of knowledge. And without that knowledge, it wouldn't have been me, a Muggsy Bogues existed.
How old were you at that point?
Actually, I was 6-7 years old when I got that information. And I was like a little sponge soaking it all up, and being able to understand what my position called for, as well as how I needed to work on my skills to get better.
When did you know, well, before Dunbar, when did you know that, okay, I got a lot of naysayers in front of me, but I'm going to do that. I'm pretty darn good. I'm going to make the NBA someday. I'm going to play for Wake Forest. I'm going to have a tremendous high school career. When was that time? You know, you mentioned 6, 7 years old, you're starting to learn the game. When did you really know you were going to be Muggsy Bogues instead of Tyrone Bogues?
When I was 10 years old, you know, I was always, you know, one of the best guys at our age in our community, myself and Reggie Williams. We just had that ability. Once we learned that game from Mr. Howell, who gave us that information, we just, you know, became gym rats. And I always had success against the guys I played against. And I always felt like if I play against success, I have success against the best, then I must be included with the best. So having that mindset, stepping on the court every time, just gave me that confidence that I belong, that it didn't matter who I was playing against. And it's just a matter of just keep climbing up the ladders. And once I got to high school, you know, a lot of national attention came my way.
You mentioned Reggie Williams, you and him at Dunbar. How often do you think about those years? Because that's a long time ago, but it was a special time, especially because now you're coming back as the new coach of Baltimore.
Oh, I always think about it all the time. And, you know, that's where the foundation started, and being able to, you know, have that type of success back there during our time, and now being part of this, going back and seeing some of these younger guys have the skill set, they still have the passion, may not have made it all the way, you know, to the NBA or overseas, but they still have a platform where they can continue to be the best version of themselves. And this one-on-one opportunity gives them that. And I'm just so grateful to be part of it, and thankful as well because of, you know, who's behind it and also what it does for these individuals moving forward.
You've coached in the WNBA. You've coached at the college level. How much input are you going to have with these guys from game to game? I mean, do they already have their game now, or is there going to be a little bit of Muggsy, you know, intertwined in them?
No, well, you know, they got it within themselves. That's what got them to this point at this juncture. So I would just be encouraging. You know, hopefully we'll be able to give them some kind of strategy in terms of during the games, what they need to do and what they need to watch out for. Because one thing about players, they don't change their tendencies. So I'm just going to be a coach on the sideline, just cheering them on, giving them some instruction if they need be. But most importantly, I'm going to enjoy the time, just enjoy this platform that Tracy has created.
You're listening to Sports Jam, and my guest is NBA legend Muggsy Bogues. It was in 1993 that NBC's Bob Costas anchored a special feature on the star point guard of the Charlotte Hornets.
Bogues was perhaps the biggest hero in Charlotte's double overtime win on Friday night. We pick it up here in the first overtime. Game tied at 102, clock winding down, and Bogues strips John Starks, and that forces a second overtime. In that second OT, Muggsy hustles his way to another defensive gem, a lightning dash up court to surprise Anthony Mason and thwart what could have been an uncontested layup. Now to the final minute of double overtime, and Bogues knocks down the 15-footer. The Hornets take the lead for good on a night when Bogues was everywhere and doing a little of everything. The NBA's shortest player coming up huge. 16 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 8 assists, 5 steals.
How much money would you have made at Wake Forest in today's world?
Oh, that's crazy, and that's something.
What do you think about the portal and name, image, and likeness?
Well, you know, I'm happy that the guys are finally getting their due, but I think they need to put a little range on it in terms of how to control it. Only thing I don't like about it, it takes away from a lot of the high school kids that's coming up. They got to go to JUCO and that sort of thing in order to even get to a four-year university, mainly because, you know, coaches got 26, 27-year-old guys on their roster where they feel like they need them in order to compete. And I guess no one like losing their job, so they rather take a polished player who been through the ranks than all of a sudden to invest in a young player that's coming up.
You not only had a long career with the Charlotte Hornets, and I mentioned the other teams, but you also were an ambassador recently for the Hornets. So what role was that, and how did that impact you?
Well, it impacts me. It impacts a great deal, you know, being able to, you know, still be relevant in the game. You know, serving as an ambassador for the Hornets as well as the NBA, it keeps you around the game, of course. It also keeps you in company of other companies corporately as well. So meeting folks is always something, my forte and what I like doing, coming in contact with individuals. So this is a great opportunity for me to continue to, you know, to stay around the game, to, you know, keep serving, which I love doing, serving, which a lot of your assignments are going to events where you're serving the community and giving them, you know, a little taste of what goes on behind the scenes.
You know, it would be the best matchup in the OBL if we could have a little bit of a younger Muggsy on us. Muggsy against Wemby.
Isn't that something special?
Now, how would you approach that?
Well, approach it like any other. You know, you just take it as, you know, one of the best players that's playing, that you consider yourself as one of the best. And once it's all said and done, you need to be included in the best. So Wemby is a handful, just like big, tall guys like Manute Bone and those guys, Giraffe Sampson, back in our day. So we've seen those type of players. But, you know, Wemby's skill set is something that we never seen in terms of how he's able to move around this lead and how he's able to move on the floor just like a guard.
The whole NBA has changed so much since when you played. What are your thoughts about the current NBA style?
Well, it's, everything evolves, and the game has evolved. And this is a new era, new time. These guys are very talented. You know, back in our day, our seven-footer was playing with their back towards the basket. You know, in this current day, you know, they bring the basketball up the court. So the skill set have changed, mindsets have changed, but the game of basketball continue to evolve. The NBA is at as high as it's ever been. It's on many platforms, as opposed to just being on two stations, ESPN and TBS or TNT. You know, you can go on Amazon. You can go on, Peacock. You can watch them all on, you know, YouTube. So they've did a lot of primetime video as well. So they did a lot of research in terms of the viewership, being able to give everybody an opportunity to watch the games.
Best moment in the NBA for you?
I always go back to the day I got drafted. You know, when the weight of the world was lifted off your shoulders, you know, being drafted number 12 by the Bullets, Washington Bullets, that is, who now the Washington Wizards. It was a great honor, great opportunity to, you know, to let folks know that guys outsiders do get drafted in the first round.
What's amazing about your career, not only did you have so many great seasons, but 14 NBA seasons? That's a heck of a run.
Yeah. It's all about the relationship that you was able to build. You know, the bonds that you came across with your teammates, you know, something that will last a lifetime. That always will be a highlight of my career, being able to play and lace up with some of my great friends today. I'm going to war with them. You know, when you're back against the wall, that's exactly who you want in your corner, those type of individuals. So I'm so honored and grateful that I have the relationship, even to this day, with some of my teammates that we laced up with.
Let me give an example before I let you go, how much of a legend you are. I went for my first PT session. I had knee surgery recently, right? And so I'm talking to the specialist there, and I mentioned that I'm going to be talking to you later today. She goes, oh, I know him. She goes, I know somebody that really will know. And she yelled over to her other physical trainer, hey, you know Muggsy Bogues, right? And she goes, Charlotte Hornets. She played her basketball at Northwestern.
So
the gals and the guys know about you. And, you know, that's one of the fun parts about your career is that, you know, there are some people that scored a lot more points than you, but they don't have the status that you do. And so many people have loved to watch you play through the years. You're going to pass it along now to the OBL, to these four players. Do they have any idea how lucky they are to have you as their owner GM?
Well, I hope so. They've been so gracious in terms of meeting them and understand that they are part of the Bogues, Muggsy Bogues basketball team from Baltimore. And they got that swagger. And so we're going to represent the city the way we always do, with a lot of pride, a lot of integrity, but a lot of grit that goes along with it. And these guys bring all of those type of qualities. So I'm so looking forward to being on the sideline with them, and because they are four great individuals that I'm grateful and thankful that I had the opportunity to meet.
The OBL runs from May 15th through June 30th. And one of the teams that we're looking forward to seeing is the team from Baltimore. led by Muggsy Bogues as the owner and general manager. We are so excited that you joined us here on Sports Jam. Continued success, and we'll see how the team fares out. I have a feeling you're going to have them playing pretty well.
Well, thank you, Doug, for that confidence. And yes, I hope and I believe that we will be the last team standing.
Spoken like a true winner. Thanks, Muggsy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the past shows by going to WBGO.org/SportsJam or WBGO.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out this week to Jerry Milani for hooking us up with Muggsy Bogues. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the games.